the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And it is you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. It's with me, Dr. Mike and Bridget today, as well as on the engineering control sonar. And since he's been in rare form with making us laugh beforehand, we're going to bring him in periodically. Today is a great show. It is the guest, Dr. Amy Myers, talking about the autoimmune solution. Wonderful guest. She's got a great CV, but in addition, she's done a lot of work in this area, and so all of us are interested in asking her questions. The other wonderful area is we've got some excellent stories today. Common medications are linked to dementia and Alzheimer's disease, which we'll tell, and we're going to lead off with that in a few minutes. The crazy amount of calories Americans eat during the Super Bowl. Bridget, do you know what the average American purchases in calories per day for the Super Bowl week? This is the whole week. It's like a preparation. How many calories the average person purchases
for the entire week?
Per day for the week. And you multiply it by 7, so I can tell you for the week. But let's just do the per day, because that's even more impressive.
4,000.
Go higher.
5,000.
Higher.
6,000.
That's right. 6,000 calories a day is what the average American purchases Super Bowl week. It's like they rev up this week.
Well, 6,000 calories. It shows that all events and holidays that we have turned into this celebration of food rather than what the holiday's actually about, or the game, the football game. I think advertising has had a pretty big influence in that, with all the food companies and beer companies and that type of thing.
Oh no, we'll talk about real or BS. Two drinks today per day, more than two drinks per day. Two drinks is fine, but more than two drinks per day in middle age increases stroke risks more than traditional factors like hypertension or diabetes or high cholesterol. Good sleep in middle age may pay benefits later. We'll talk about that. And how long is difficulty falling asleep mean to raise your blood pressure? And the surprising dangers of CT scans and x-rays. What percent do you think of cancers are now caused by CT scans and x-rays? Sonar, this is one for you.
Oh, great. I'm glad there's always one for me.
What do you think? What percent of cancers are now caused by CT scans or x-rays on humans?
I want to go x-rays.
Well, they're together, Sonar.
I apologize. I thought it was a question.
What percent of the current number of cancers?
Oh, there's the question. It was hidden from me. I would probably say about 30%, because I mean you got to put the other factors in there as well. They probably take I'm sure cigarette smoking takes a big chunk out of that.
It ends up being 15%, but still 15% caused by cancers. Bridget, what should you do if someone's going to give you or orders an X-ray scan?
What would I do?
Yeah, what should you do?
Oh, well, as a patient, I think that it would be important to ask the physician if the test was necessary.
Right. And is the test necessary, and is there an alternative way, such as ultrasound or magnetic resonance imaging, which doesn't involve x-rays or x-radiation? We'll come back to that. The feeling of loneliness and delusion causing binge TV watching. You've got some friends who do that, Bridget, so we'll come back to that on with
I
you.
I do, yes.
And, of course, I'm going to give you some tips from the Do-Over book that comes out on February 24th. And then at the bottom of the hour, our spectacular guest, author Amy Myers, The Autoimmune Solution. And we're going to find out what she means by why we need this so badly in America, The Autoimmune Solution.
I have a number of patients who have read her book who have really benefited from it and have watched the autoimmune summit that she did. So I'm really excited for her.
Okay, so this is the first hour, is all of these things. And then the second hour, we get another wonderful series of things. If you get to attend the second hour, if you don't, if your radio station doesn't, you got to go out for a beer or a pre-party for something.
The Super Bowl?
What you can. What?
They could be going out for a pre-Super Bowl party.
Right, to consume some of those calories that everyone's bought, the 6,000 that we buy per day. But in any case, you can always find us. Sonar gets us up on the web by Monday morning at the latest, Sonar, or is it earlier?
It is Monday morning. Usually I get it up about Sunday night, but Monday morning just to be guaranteed.
So Monday morning, you can go to the You, the Owner's Manual radio show at RadioMD.com. You can find in the archives, you can listen to all 15 years. I wonder how long that would take. 2 hours a week for probably 45 weeks. That's 90 hours a year for 15 years. That's 900 hours times plus 450, 1,350. You'd do 20 hours a week. You could listen to us 20 hours a week and never hear a duplicate show for a full year. That's pretty impressive.
I wonder, Sonar, how many people would do that.
That's your assignment, Sonar.
I'll go back and check them. I know they're great because I've listened to a few of them already, but I've got my work cut out ahead of me.
So this is the top story is what I call the wellness foreplay story of the week, because it's what you do before you get well. And one of those things, or in preparation of getting well, is avoiding certain medications, because this study linked these medications to Alzheimer's disease and to dementia. It was one kind of medication, and it's really easy to avoid. So what do? You say, does the medication have cholinergic? That is it related to acetylcholine in our nervous system? That's what goes down with, that is, nicotinic and cholinergic transmission are the two transmissions. This transmission seems to go down, and it is drugs with anticholinergic properties or cholinergic properties where this is attributed to. So this is a important thing, and the easy part is all you have to do is look up with the drug and say, is there an alternative that doesn't have cholinergic side effects? So give me an example of one. Bridget, do you know of it? Give me an example of a common drug someone might take. I'll give you one. So people take antihistamines, and the old antihistamines had these anticholinergic effect, such as cortrimeton, and such as many of the medicines we take for bladder control, and ditropan, and some sleeping pills. So you look up, does this have anticholinergic effects? If it does, that's something you want to stay away from. Find an alternative that doesn't have anticholinergic effects. So they have those for antihistamines, the newer generations do, that are still over-the-counter, still inexpensive, but don't have it. When we come back, we're going to do more of the top stories of the week, more of the way you can take control of your health, the top story of the week from Bridget's standpoint, more on your health on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well.
everybody. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Are you truly fed up with that fat tummy? That growing muffin top which makes you feel bloated, sick and tired all the time? Then I have the answer for you. I am so ready to share my Flat Sexy Belly program so you can get rid of that swollen belly and at the same time feeling fabulous and energized the all-natural way. In my Flat Sexy Belly deep dive, you will heal your gut and at the same time lose weight, improve your energy, sharpen your mental focus, and even sleep deeper. Go to drsuzanne.com/FSB and enter promo code radio at the checkout for half off the program price. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/FSB and use the promo code radio. Get ready for the new you.
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States. Better screening and treatment have contributed to a decline in breast cancer deaths. However, not all women have benefited equally from these improvements. Black women have the highest death rate from breast cancer compared to any other racial or ethnic group. We can all help reduce deaths from breast cancer. Healthcare professionals can ensure that women get the tests and treatment they need on time. Patient navigators can help guide women through the healthcare system so they get the care they need. Women need to educate themselves about breast cancer and talk to their healthcare provider about how to reduce their risk. The full benefit of breast cancer screening is achieved when every woman receives adequate screening, timely follow-up, and high-quality treatment. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen.